Right, P-E-N-I-S.
Yes. L-Y.
Yeah.
V-A.
L-Y.
Right. V-A.
Vania.
Right. Can you... So what do you have there again?
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay.
Washington.
How do you spell Pennsylvania? How do you have it spelled?
P-E-N-I-S-L-Y-V-A-N-I-A.
Hi, this is Deputy Jones with County Sheriff's Office using cell phone. If you have a small claims to claim with him, then do it through the court. Quit calling his cell phone. He doesn't wish that you call him anymore. And if you have any questions, my name's Deputy Jones, area code extension number 2. And that'll get you to a real person, and you can ask for me. Thanks very much. Don't call his cell phone anymore.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Maybe it's working now. I don't know. All right, good. We're in.
Yeah, habeas corpus.
Hello, everybody. Madhouse Radio finally starting 10:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we got echo. Give me a second. Let me fix that echo.
Echo.
Joey Ortiz.
Thank you for that, Tuck. All right, I was trying a new setup here, and again it crashed.
Again, fucking kicking our goddamn fucking
feet. Yep, we lost again. So now they can't hear me. Kokanee Milkman, the Warrior, and Tuck are in. We're going to have to wait 5 minutes until I can try to set that up again. It doesn't let me mute people. Too many at one time. It's called Excess Flood, and it doesn't let me... You guys are going to have to sit on mute for about 5 minutes if you're hearing this in the future. Milkman, Kokanee, the Warrior, and Tuck to sit there and... We have 5 minutes, so I can go ahead and log back in, and I'll try to fix it again. Just take it easy. Relax. This is Madhouse Radio. We're trying some new things technically with the show, and it just made a big shit, basically. It's right here. This is the show right here tonight. Got lots of numbers here for prank calls tonight. We're going to be doing those. Lonesome Loser sending in numbers for Shag Nasty's Enterprises. They're a salvage yard. Fiesta Garibaldi Bar and Grill. The House of Chicken and Ribs, the Kobe Japanese Steakhouse. I'll tell you, I'm going to move for some of that Japanese-style hibachi stuff. It's good stuff. I like it when they take the vegetables and they steam them, and then they put soy sauce on it. I like it. Restaurant Paradiso, the Marble Slab Creamery. There's another one that said, and I wish my co-host was here with me. He might be able to help me out with that. He's a big fat tubby, so I know he knows his ice cream stuff. There's a competitor to Marble Slab, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Cold Stone or something like that. I don't know. We'll take a look here at other numbers coming up. Smoothie City, Captain Benny's Seafood and Oyster Bar. Mucho Gracias, they're a restaurant. I'm presuming that's Mexican. And the Hustler Casino. I didn't even know Hustler had a casino. Hey, does Playboy have a casino yet? Let's find out. Now I've been kicked again. Give me just a moment, folks. We're going to have to play a prank call here while I try to fix something. Never a dull moment here on Madhouse Radio. The website is madhouselive.com. You can reach us there and message us through various means. If you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can always send me a message at the screen name Madhouse Radio. Again, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio is my screen name. If you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. And be sure to visit our homepage, madhouselive.com. Subscribe to our podcast and do a lot of other stuff there. Join our forums. This is no excuse not to have a good time when you go to that site. And a lot of you are not having a good time going to that site, and that's part of the problem tonight. And that's why I'm not very happy with a lot of you folks tonight. So you're all going to sit there and listen to an old prank call while I try to fix things, and thank you for not helping me out. Goodbye now.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? May I speak with the head immigrant in charge, please?
You're just going to have to speak up. I can't really hear you.
Can I speak to the head immigrant in charge, please?
The what?
The head immigrant in charge.
Oh, the head, yes. Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi. What was going on?
I can't find him. He's not around. Can I take a message?
No, I need you to please tell everyone to be quiet. There's an important announcement that we need to make, and we need you to spread the word as soon as possible. I'm with the fire brigade.
I can't hear you.
Oh, Jesus.
I need you to make an announcement. This is Jack Valente with the Fire Brigade. I need you to request everyone listen to this important announcement.
Okay, what's the announcement?
I need you to make them be quiet first, and I will let you know the message. I can only give it once. Please, if you can, do you have a bell there, or maybe a loud horn you can sound to bring attention?
Winning here.
Stop calling.
I need silence immediately.
Hello?
Yes, I need silence immediately. I have to relay an important message.
Hello?
Yes, can you please tell the people to be quiet for 10 seconds?
I can't hear you. Hello?
I need you to tell the people to be quiet for 10 seconds.
I can't hear you.
Tell them to shut up! Tell the people to be quiet. No, fuck that. That's retarded. Maybe we can call a place that's not as busy.
Casino. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. Hey, where's that old lady at?
Hey, I'm a dude.
I wanna
hey,
I like
you're don't hide behind a fucking phone, bitch. I'm down here with a fucking pistol ready to cap your ass. I'll see you in 5 minutes.
I have you on tape threatening me. That's a state crime, motherfucker, bitch.
I think it's working now. The problem is if I try to mute you guys all at once, like it usually, it says excess flood and it kicks us all out. Unless Milkman has a feeling that it's there's foreigners on the server. Milkman, you think it's foreigners? You think they're Asians, or where do you think they're from? Are they Europeans? You can tell me the truth. Go ahead. I won't be mad if you tell me.
I don't know, man. But we organized claim.
Uh-huh.
We flooding. We've been on this server.
There you go, Milkman. Should be unmuted. No one's going to hear you on the archive or on the main website, but you're on the Madhouse stream. Doing the best I can tonight with serious problems with the technical aspect of things here. So let's just do a prank call and get over it. Enterprises, they're a salvage yard.
All right.
I'm going to have to end the show early, I'm afraid. This is not looking good. One more thing happens and I'm calling it, dude. I'm pulling the plug. Pulling the plug on you. We'll play AC/DC to always make me happy.
They have a big concert at Giant Stadium this weekend, from what I understand. Had a chance
yeah,
to see
dude,
them.
Yeah, dude, they're on tour again. Man. I just got a message about them.
I had a chance to see them. Hello? This is a salvage yard? Listen, buddy. I need my car back. I don't care what my wife did. I don't care about the argument. It's none of your business. I just need my car back because I got to get the AC/DC concert before it's over. You understand?
What car are you talking about?
I got a Buick.
What year Buick or model what?
It's an 84 Buick, and it's an 84 Buick. We've spoken about this before. We spoke to my brother once, and I'm coming down, and I'm getting the Buick, and we're going. We're going to the AC/DC concert. You can come with me too, fucker. I got an extra ticket.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You remember Richie? Richie gave you a call? Richie came down for Thanksgiving. He passed away last week. It's his Buick.
Pardon?
Richie, you took his Buick last week. He passed away. He called you back in Thanksgiving. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, look, it's serious, though. I need to get my Buick back, and I'm coming down there, and I'm just going to get it back. And, you know, you don't have a title at all. I have all my papers. You don't have any papers for the car.
I still don't know what you're talking about, but don't come down here and raise hate and discontent, because I won't tolerate it, because I don't. What you're talking about.
Well, I'm going to consider that a threat, sir, and if I come down there and you threaten me, then I'm going to have to defend myself.
Well, If I threaten you, you'll damn well know it.
Well, it seems to me like you stole my car.
Don't come down here and raise hate and discontent with me, because, for one, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
A car. You know what a car is? Do you have a car?
No shit.
Okay, so...
I know what a car is. Where was this car picked up at?
It was in the street. It was pulled over in the side, and you took it from my brother Richie last week. He passed away, and I'm coming down to claim it, and I have all the papers, and that's all, and I need it tonight. I need it now. Now and now. It's now. N-O-W,
well,
now.
I think you got the wrong yard.
No. Francine and Richie talked to you on Thanksgiving, and they said that you were taking the car, that they had the papers, that I'm the one with the papers, and I will sue your grandmother. I will sue your whole family. I will sue your estate after you die.
Well, I'm sure you're making a mistake here, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Here's what's going to happen. I have a briefcase. I'm going to come down with my briefcase, and we're going to open the briefcase, and inside there's going to be some money for you, and you're going to give me my pick of the cars back there that I need in order to get to the AC/DC concert, and that's all it is, because you owe me a car.
Whatever.
Well, I'm coming down, buddy. You're going to give me access to the vehicles? Oh.
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2.
That was an average prank call. Thank you very much. And halfway in the middle of that, I realized that's
dude,
the guy.
That dude was on some serious quaaludes.
Well, you know who that guy is, right? We've talked to him before. Regular talked to him before. That was the prank call of the year.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like the same guy to me, though. That could be wrong.
No, that's the guy. That's definitely the guy. Let's listen to that. Let's listen to part one of that.
Excuse me, help you.
Hey, sir, you guys want a salvage yard?
Pardon?
Hello, you guys want a salvage yard out there with cars?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, my girl Francine took my car out there.
I just got
a divorce from my ex, and I think my car's out there. I think she was going to put through the crusher she was talking about. What's going on?
Pardon?
She was going to put it through the crusher out there.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure it's not there, you know what I mean? Because she said she was going out to Shag Nasty's and going to put it in the crusher. You guys got like a magnet and a big crusher out there or something? Maybe she's lying, but I just want to make sure.
I have a crusher come in once a year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. When did it come in last?
Oh, it's been a while. What kind of car was it?
It was a Buick. This guy off my mom, she put that goddamn thing down there. I tell you what. I just want to come down here and make sure it's not there, you know. I mean, because
it's not there, you
I mean,
know.
Dude, I mean, how, when's the last there, time the crusher was here? Maybe you got it in there in the lot.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, well, that's good. I mean, it's only been a couple of weeks, but how often do you get cars in there?
Well, I get cars in there all the time. What year Buick and model?
What's that?
What year Buick and model?
Listen, I know you got it. Listen, I mean, I know you're just trying to jerk me around. So listen, let's get to the point.
No, I'm not trying to jerk you around. I'm trying to determine whether I have it or not.
That's fine, but listen, I'm going to come down because I just opened a door for me. You got a gate down there or something? Where you guys off?
No, I'm not opening it tonight.
You got it off of Highway 5 or where you guys at?
We're off of Highway 2, but I'm not opening it.
Highway 2, okay, that's close enough. Well, listen, I'll just stop by because I really need that car. I mean, she's, you know, I know my wife's got it down there.
You'll be wasting your time because I won't let you back there tonight.
What's that?
You come down, come around tomorrow in the daylight hours after 10.
I can't wait,
John.
I got to go to my parents because I'm late for Thanksgiving. So I'll be right down. My name is Richie
Randall.
Well,
I'm not going to let you in the backfield.
What's that?
You're going to wait. You'd be wasting your time because I'm not going to be opening the.
Well, this doesn't matter. I'm going to get in. I'm like my guy.
No, you're not.
That stuff.
Don't sit here and threaten me on the phone.
I'm not threatening. I'm just going to
come
in and get my car.
Business hours and I'll
it's my car. Listen, it's my goddamn car. I'm going to come get it. And nobody's going to stop me because I'm Richie Randall. Do you know who I am?
Who?
You ever heard of Richie Randall?
Yeah, I've heard of you.
Exactly. So I'm coming down.
That's the Richie Randall prank calls. One of the two, rather. And they just got updated to the Madhouse YouTube page. We're Madhouse Radio on YouTube.
Be sure to hear me, Annie.
Be sure to check that out. YouTube.com/Madhouse Radio. And I just updated that there. The whole saga of the salvage yard, and plus a bunch of prank calls that I put up on YouTube. Be sure to check those out. And subscribe to us if you are on YouTube. You know, subscribe
YouTube.
To us. Give us a hand. Then Tuck, I don't remember whatever the link is to that YOUUUUUTUBE, whatever that was, that lets you make that whole, you know, where it duplicates in the background.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? The one you sent me with the Alice in Wonderland video that was really cool. Send that to me when you get a chance. You email it to me. And you sent me an email with background music, dude, and I totally never got to listen to it or download it to set it up for tonight's show, so I apologize. I'll set it up for the next one.
Whatever.
I really want to make an effort to, you know, do a prank call show here.
I'm just trying to
play music here. I want to make an effort to do a prank call show on a Monday morning here. We haven't done one in a while. I think maybe this week might be the week, so we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, Monday morning.
I'm losing my Mondays off at the end of August. So I got to take advantage of it while I can. So I definitely have to make an effort to do at least one more Monday show before that's gone, before the ability to do so is taken away from us at a very early age. And that's not good. The Kobe Japanese Steakhouse, we're going to speak there to a guy. Hopefully this is David who answered there about 15 minutes ago.
So many have been taken away from us from a very early age.
I know. Well, what can you do, man? We're thugs. I don't know. You know, we're not, you know, prank callers. We're a dying breed. KDK retired. Congratulations, KDK. Enjoy your retirement.
Yeah.
Lucky bastard, man. I mean, I wish I could retire already. I'm nowhere near being able to retire, and I don't know if I ever will be able to retire. Is there any feasibility? I mean, is there any reality?
He's rich.
Yeah, but he's not. What? Because his dad died. Isn't that what it is? And he make like $2 million because his dad died or something? The trust fund,
right?
Something like that. I don't know.
Right.
Now, milkman.
No, I think $2 million trust fund. I ain't saving that shit at all. All
right, whatever. No one knows what we're really talking about. Nobody should care, as a matter of fact. Let's continue doing prank calls here. The Kobe Japanese Steakhouse is the next call, the next target of opportunity.
This size is the Japanese place.
Kobe Japanese Steakhouse, yes.
All right, good. I'd like to take some hibachi for takeout, please.
Okay.
How many spaces do you have when I come in there?
I'm sorry.
When I sit down, how many spaces do you have?
Our table seat 9.
No, but I don't care about the seats. There's any spaces exactly. How many spaces can you afford?
I'm not following you.
But you know where there's a space, you know, when you go down, you sit down, you have your plate, your knife, fork, all that stuff, and you eat spaces?
9.
Oh, but that's, you're talking about seats, sir.
Yeah, and I'm not following what you're saying, so this is a prank.
No, this is not a prank, sir. What are you accusing me of? Is there a manager I can speak with, please?
That would be me.
Are you the owner?
No, I'm not the owner.
Oh, you're not Asian, are you?
I am.
You're sure, what? Which Asian? Are you Japanese or Vietnamese or something? What's your ethnicity? It's an honest question, right? Asshole.
Ooh, busted.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Thank you for calling Kobe Japanese Steakhouse. David, how can I help you?
Oh, you think do you think that's fair that you hang up on a customer like that? A good paying customer,
sir?
When
you're not asking me questions that are relevant.
Well, let's seek it to a relevant comment, relevant comments from you and from me, because I think I took a lot of punches from you also when I called in before. And I was respectful. I don't go around hanging up the phone on people when I'm at work.
Well, you're asking me about how many spaces are at a table, sir. I told you there are 9 seats. That's how many spaces there are at the table.
But you see, I don't know if there's a problem with the translation or something that you're not understanding. That's what I was asking. If you're Chinese and my friend, he speaks Mandarin.
What, sir? You bringing race into this conversation?
No, I'm just asking.
You're
my
asking
friend.
Irrelevant questions.
My friend speaks Mandarin, and then my other friend down the stairs, he speaks Cantonese, so I can have him
that's
talk
great.
To you. So what
no,
do you?
I don't speak Chinese. So what questions would you like to know about the restaurant?
What ethnicity is it?
It's a Japanese steakhouse.
Okay, so do you want me to get a Japanese person to speak to you and ask you about the spaces? Because you're not understanding, so that's all I'm...
Yeah, obviously I'm not. Neither are you. There's spaces. What kind of spaces? Are we on parking spaces?
Right, well, you know, that's kind of leading into the right realm.
Yeah, okay, great. You have nice night.
Well, do you have stations there? See? Yeah.
The guy just isn't fair. He's got to be fair with me and answer my questions. That's all it is.
Pardon me, Cooper.
Fucking spaces. Worst fucking idea for prank calls ever, and I keep doing them.
Hey, guys. It's your thing.
Thank you for calling Kobe Japanese Steakhouse.
Well, it's about time I have a man answer the phone. How are you doing, sweetie?
What can I do for you?
Good. I was hoping to speak to a manager. There's a gentleman there who's been saying rude things to me and refusing me service, so I wanted to have him written up.
Okay. Well, what can I get for you today?
Well, I was asking about the spaces there. He doesn't seem to understand, and I asked him. He said he's Asian, that he didn't understand me.
Okay, and what kind of spaces were you looking for, sir? Like, come in to eat? How many people?
Well, not exactly how many people, but spaces. Like, how many spaces? How many, like, you know, different, you know, platforms you have there?
Well, like, we don't really have platforms. What we do have is we have a bar area. We have the lounge area, and then we have upstairs.
Right, okay.
And so
I follow.
17 tables.
Sure, right, okay. So how many spaces do you have?
We have 17 spaces.
17 spaces?
Yep.
Okay, at what rate of space per hour?
No, it's not rated per hour.
Can you break it down for me by meal?
Can I break it down to you by meal?
Right.
Not technically. It just depends on what your party wants to order.
Average, please. I'm trying to get a flat rate.
It's going to be around $20 to $36.
$36 per plate. All right, so multiply that by 9 spaces.
Okay. I do not have a calculator in front of me this evening, sir.
Do you have the cash register there?
No, I'm not.
Aren't you Japanese? Don't you have all those computers and shit? What's wrong with you? Hang up the phone. I command you to hang up the phone. I'm so tired of you people and just fucking bringing me down. Go to hell. Go now.
Okay, is there anything else I can get for you, sir?
Go to hell, that's it. Go to sleep.
Okay, all right, you
baby.
Have a
good idea. All right, sayonara. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
How else do you get a bad prank call? I don't know what else to do with them. I don't know why you people keep asking me to do that call, Milkman. Losing patience.
Are you telling you to do that?
No, it's about time I did that. It's about time I just yelled at them and hung up on them, right?
Pick up my hibachi hot dog.
Stupid. House of Chicken and Ribs.
That's gonna be original.
House of Chicken and Ribs in Sacramento, California. Let me check that out. Still got the restaurant Paradiso here also. Marble Slab Creamery, Smoothie City, Captain Benny's Seafood and Oyster Bar, Muchos Gracias, Blackbeard's Family Restaurant, Hustler's Casino, and coming in most lately here, the Wonderful Dragon Chinese Restaurant there in Loveland, Colorado. The Cobblestone Cafe, and then Barkey's Resort. Barkey's Resort.
Or Barkey.
Whatever. Reckless sent in a number earlier for an escort named Diamond.
You got a check right now on your G-talk, man.
I'll do that. An escort named Diamond.
Hilarious, man. Did you see the video for this?
I'll take a look at it. An escort named Diamond here in Orlando, but apparently it's an automated message or personal line, so apparently it's a big scam. So it doesn't have not much promise there for a prank call. I don't think Recluse called that one first just to check into it, see how it was going to be. The Wonderful Dragon Chinese Restaurant, they're on North Lincoln Avenue in Loveland, Colorado. Let me give them a call here. Folks, don't go anywhere, please. Thank you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Have you guys got a Buick in there? My brother Richie's got a Buick in there, and I just want to know if I can come pick it up.
Well, nobody's coming here tonight. I've already told him that I've been really nice, and I'm really
listen,
the threats today.
My brother Richie, and
well,
he's
if he
really
comes up here, he's going
upset.
To jail.
No,
it doesn't matter. Keep his ass away from here, because if he comes up here tonight, he's going to jail.
Our dad's a lawyer. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to jail. We got
well,
I don't
want him up here threatening me and my dog.
No, I'm not trying to. We just want to get the Buick.
No,
he
will.
Okay. Listen, it's okay. We're just going to come and get the Buick. Nobody's trying to be
No, you're not
just
coming up here tonight.
It's okay.
I'm telling
just
you,
let us in the door.
Just like I told him, my business hours
no.
are no.
Let us in the door.
Tomorrow.
It's okay. Just open
you
the gate.
Call up before you come.
No, nobody says anything. We're just going to open. Just open the gate for us. It's okay.
No.
Everybody be
no.
happy.
All right.
Just open the
Hold
gate.
It now.
Open
All right.
The
this
gate.
Is the only way I'll do it. Are you here? You listening to me?
Okay, yeah.
You call the sheriff's office, and you come up here with a deputy. Then we'll go into the backfield. But if you don't show, if you show up without a deputy, somebody's going to jail.
Listen,
do you understand me?
Okay, yeah.
Hey,
we're showing up.
I don't like being threatened.
I'm actually,
I don't like my dog being threatened, and I don't like
my buddy.
My house.
I tell you what. What about a city cop?
Well, there ain't no city cop that'll come out here because Newport is sheriff's department. You'll have to call and make
well,
arrangements
actually,
to have a
actually,
deputy cop here.
My sister is a state trooper, so maybe she can come out. But listen, it's okay. Just open the gate for us, okay?
I want a uniformed officer in a patrol car.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
If there's not, then I'm going to have my gun in my hand. Do I make myself clear? And I will not take any crap. And I will not be threatened.
I got Kevlar. I used to live in England.
I don't give a damn what you got. Mister, you... I don't know what the problem is between your brother and his girlfriend. But it's not something that's worth all this bullshit. You follow me?
Listen.
You come up here in a peaceful mood with an officer, and I'll go in there tonight. And I'm going out of my way for this.
It's going to happen.
But if you don't show up with an officer, you're going to get turned around or go to jail.
Holy shit. No, we're not going to jail. We got a connection. So, listen, let me just spell it out for you, buddy. Let me spell out for you. What's going to happen is my ex and this... All right, I blew my cover. It doesn't matter. What's going to happen is you're coming down and we're going to get my Buick. I'm telling you. That's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, and nobody's going to get hurt.
Okay.
I tell you, I got a mace and I got a Kevlar. Nobody's shooting me.
All right.
And I got a Doberman Pinscher too or something. And you don't need to see
right.
it. It'll be in the car. I'm
you
not bringing it out.
You want to threaten me? Fine. You
I'm
come up that driveway without an officer with you, and I'm going to start shooting immediately. Do I make myself clear, and I don't give a fuck if I kill you or not?
Can I get me a few?
Hey, do you speak Cantonese or Mandarin there?
Ilo one.
No, but there's only one that you're supposed to speak. What's the official one there at this restaurant? Because I don't want to make an order in the wrong language.
Oh, okay. I can speak Chinese.
No, but which one? There's two different Chinese, I heard. There's Chinese
Mandarin is fine.
Mandarin is that yours? Are you from Mandaria?
Yeah, it doesn't matter where I come from, but I can speak it.
Okay, so I should make my order in Cantonese or the
Either
other
way.
One? Huh?
Either one.
Well, what do you prefer, Mandarin or Cantonese? Just be honest with me. It's all right.
Okay.
Which one?
Mandarin is fine.
Mandarin, are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
I beg your pardon?
Ching cha chang chang chang. That's Mandarin for you. I'd like two of those, please.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, maybe you speak Cantonese and maybe you don't speak Mandarin.
Okay. Anyway, could you hold 1 second?
Can you put a Cantonese
you.
Speaker for me? All right, good. This is very juvenile, but whatever. Scraping the bottom of the barrel tonight here, folks. I don't understand you. Well, maybe you don't speak Cantonese. She didn't think about that. All right, we'll wait for her to come back. This is Madhouse Radio. Milkman, how long do you got left? 4 minutes before you got to go back to work?
Yeah, I got to go to a meeting for about 5 minutes, man. I'll be...
I hope you don't get fired in the meeting. I hope they don't lay you off.
Good morning, man. At work. Doing the thing.
Yeah. Chuck doesn't have to worry about getting laid off because he works in a...
Pay that call for me, man, with the crazy bitch, though, until I come back, man.
Crazy bitch? Oh, yeah.
Dedicate that one to Maven.
Oh, the Mala M. Brooks? Is that the one? The one that went crazy and hit under the table and said she hated...
Yeah, you'll dedicate that to Maven, man.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever.
Pay that one for me when you get back.
This was taking too long.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up and call her back over here at the China place.
Is this like a best of hit past victims night?
I don't know.
Have
we called Wonderful Dragon before in the past? I don't know that we have. I don't know. Cobblestone Cafe,
right.
That's a new one. We've never done that one before. But we got a beef eater restaurant.
Hermanito.
All right.
Listen.
What?
Hold the fort for me until I get back, man, and save the goodies until I get back.
Okay.
I'll talk to everybody here in about an hour.
Whatever.
I'm negotiating a new contract for Madhouse and Rashford. Special edition coming out very soon. More details after this meeting. Love you, Maven. And
good for you, Milkman. Go work.
I didn't get any of that into.
Tuck, when was the last time you worked at... You've never had a job. Don't you just live in a farm?
Well, that's not true, but I mean, I've been here for about 10 years now.
What's going on... What's going on with bees in your house? So you had an attack of insects, like all of a sudden at your farm that you have there in Tennessee, the animals just went crazy on you?
You know, the farm, you know, bees decided they were going to make a nest, and they started swarming right outside my window here that is right where my shower stall is, right inside the wall there.
Okay.
And they started swarming like motherfucker. Like other day, they were moving in or moving out, or the queen died, or...
Well, you know what? When the queen dies, the mound dies. I don't know if you remember that. You remember that commercial about the ants? Like, there was a special medicine you put on top of the ants called death medicine. And it said, when the queen dies, the mound dies. Yeah, you got to attack the queen, Tuck. You got to learn how to attack the queen. I learned how to, in Puerto Rico.
Well, they moved out. They got the vibe and moved out. They were about to kill them because the beekeeper that was going to come doesn't like them anywhere in the summertime. He likes spring bees.
Spring?
So
there's a difference?
He wouldn't touch any of this. Summer bees.
Summer bees are what?
I don't know.
They're more ornery? A big greeting to Cantutero, who keeps asking us to give him a greeting. Hi, Cantutero. Everyone knows. Everyone give attention to Cantutero. Cantutero. I got audio here from Cantutero called into the show earlier tonight. He left us this message. Let's play that.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
All right, good deal.
Hello. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2. To listen in on the voicemail, press 3. To at any time, you may press star to join the call.
Let's see what this is. And it's not ringing. Okay.
Wanted to listen to them leaving a voicemail. I wanted that to work one day. Wanted to be leaving an angry voicemail for me prank calling them and just jumping in the middle of it like, what? I know what you're saying, fucker. I'm listening. Because I can just hit star and I jump
one
into the conversation.
One night it will happen.
One night. Hell yeah. Okay. Beef Eater Restaurant and Pub. They're in XX, England. I think it's time to give them a call. Thank you. We're not on Syndicate tonight because I couldn't get it to work. That's it. Bye.
You don't even know where they're at anyway. They can change their earthbound or format and shit anyway. You know, it's not your fault, right?
You know, I can only do so much. Phones are ringing again.
Hello?
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press at any time, you may press star to join the call.
They don't leave voicemail.
Show's falling. It's falling apart. I just lost all the phones all of a sudden. They just died out. Beautiful. Worst show in the history of July. The worst July show ever. And we've only done 4 of them. Fiesta Garibaldi Bar and Grill. Let's try them. I was going to talk to her and ask her if it was an angry black woman, which she is, everybody. Hi, thank you for tuning in on a less than stellar Madhouse radio show, but we're doing our best.
She was angry or she was a black woman?
But both. Tuck, I think that one doesn't beget the other, really. I mean, you can be angry and you can be black, but in this country, if you're angry and black, you're in for some trouble with the police, man. They pull you over and they don't take that. You got 2 strikes against you right there. I'm not saying that it's right.
I'd pull you over regardless.
Oh boy. I want to say a big what's up to everyone tuning in tonight.
You can pull it over.
Checking us out over at Justin.tv. Thank you very much. We've been simulcasting on.
If you get a description that's similar, you fit a description.
Yeah.
Over.
Okay, Tuck. We've been simulcasting on Justin.tv 24/7 for the last 4 or 5 days at this point. And a lot of new followers, a lot of people following on with us, so it's kind of interesting. I want to say a big thank you, all you ladies and gentlemen over there, checking us out. In the meantime, You can send in your request still to me if you go over to madhouselive.com. We have some requests there still waiting to be made, or fulfilled, rather, wishes to come true. Let's try to call Club 99 Iraq. Club 99 Iraq is located in Beverly Hills, California.
What an odd name. Beverly Hills, California.
Beef Eater Restaurant Pub.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you, buddy? Is this the pub restaurant place?
Pardon?
You guys got corns? Hello?
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, I wanted to make a reservation, please.
For tonight?
Yeah, for corns, for tonight. I want some corns.
Got some corns?
Yeah, you got corns?
I don't quite understand you. What, your name is Corns?
Yeah, this is Corns. It's Corns Diego. You want to write that down? Corns Diego?
Is it possible you could ring in a few hours? Because we don't have any reception at the moment. They are reception's down.
I'm calling from the United States. I'm in the airport, and I'm going to jump on a plane here in a little bit. I'm going to come in my flying machine. So before I get out there, unless you don't want business, is business pretty good? You don't care for business right now?
No, it's just that my computer's down, and I can't help you that way.
Can you go to paper?
We don't have anything there.
Do you have any paper there?
You have to leave it for a few hours, I'm afraid.
Well, that's fine. Go ahead and write. Do you have any piece of paper to write with, and I'll give you the information. That's all. It's like a secret between me and you. I won't tell the owner or the manager. It's okay. I won't get you in trouble.
Oh, so what?
All right. Who's the manager there? You don't want me to tell? What's his name? I'll make sure I don't tell him.
You can't get me into trouble because the human computer's not working.
Okay, but I don't want to, because they might get mad at you because you're refusing service, you know?
Have you got a telephone number?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's 407-459-4534.
407-459-4534. 4534.
Right.
Okay.
That's a superior American phone number.
It's an American phone number.
Yeah, it's a superior one. It has less numbers
in it. Superior one.
Yeah, it's it has better sound quality than yours.
Hold on a second. I'll see if I can do something.
Do you have an HD phone there? All right, cool. He's going to hook up the HD phone, everybody, and we're going to wait for him. We'll play this music thing in the background in the meantime. Hey, old man, you there?
Old man.
Hello?
Sir.
Yeah? Hello? What's your name, please?
This is Valente. Valente Corns.
Pardon?
Valente Corns.
Mr. Corn?
Yeah, Valente Corn.
V-A-L-E-N-T-E,
corn. Did you have to turn? Did you go to the computer now? What's going on?
No, I'm just writing it down.
Oh.
I'll have to give it to someone in the morning and see if they can book it for you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
When the computer's going.
Right. I get you a beer. You want a beer?
Well... No, it's just can't help you at the moment. I can give it to the receptionist in the morning.
But for a favor, I'll get you a beer. Do you like beers?
No, I don't want beers.
Well, you like a little marijuana or something?
No. What exactly do you want?
What's your vice?
I like anything.
Women is cool. You have, loose women, anything like that. I can get you anything. You want some hair? Bread?
No. So, when do you want this for? Tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow night. I need a reservation.
Have you got an address?
Yeah, it's...
Your address is in America, is it?
Yeah, it's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's in Washington, D.C., 20001.
Um...
Did you get that?
Pennsylvania? Yeah. What was it? What was the...
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
1600?
Yeah, Pennsylvania Avenue.
Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right, and that's in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
United States of America.
Okay.
All right. You can abbreviate that USA.
Pardon?
You can abbreviate that USA, but it has to be in all capital letters.
All right. Okay.
Okay, make sure it's all capital letters. Yeah.
1600 Pennsylvania
Avenue. Do you know how to spell Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Okay, Avenue. There's no I in Pennsylvania. At the very end, there's an I. Next to the last letter, that's it. I think. Yeah, it should be about
right. Don't spell it with an I.
At the N. I-A. At the N.
That's P-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
I-S.
Yes.
L-Y. Yeah.
V-A.
L-Y.
Right. V-A.
Vania.
Right. Can you... So what do you have there again?
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay.
Washington.
How do you spell Pennsylvania? How do you have it spelled?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, very good. Good point. All right, good. And that's Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Then USA, all caps, all big letters.
USA what?
All, it has to be in all capital letters. USA, bold. If you have it, bold. Big, big USA, like at the end of it. Very big.
All right.
All right, and then the zip code is 20001.
Okay, I'll get them to bring you back tomorrow then.
Okay. Well, how much is it going to be? I want to go ahead and charge it.
The charges tomorrow will be £53.53.
Okay, I'm ready to authorize it. Are you ready to receive the transaction?
Pardon?
Are you ready to receive the transaction?
No, I can't do that till tomorrow. As
no,
I said,
no,
you... no, the computer is... not working.
But I'll send it now through my modem. Just tell me if you're able to, you know, take the transaction. I'll send it right now.
No.
Just give me authorization.
I'll give it to them in the morning.
No, give me, just say authorization. Just say that you give me authorization. Come on, buddy. Please.
I can't give it to you. There is no, I can't do it at the moment.
I authorize you to authorize me. It's okay. I do it first. Authorize. For you. See? I'm authorizing you. So you can do it back. Go ahead. Say authorize back. I'll say it first. Authorize. Go ahead. Say it.
I cannot do that.
Say the word.
We don't. Pardon?
Say the word.
Authorize.
Oh, thank you so much. I have you committed down. I have you written down here. Committal for five spaces.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Whatever, got him to say authorized. So apparently that's how you spell Pennsylvania. It starts with penis, P-E-N-I-S. And I had him read it back, and he totally read it. Crazy old man. That's the UK for everybody. Hope you enjoyed that one.
At least we can learn something from your calls, you know?
I know. Club 99 Iraq. No answer there. Wonderful Dragon. We already talked to them. Actually, you know what? We never got back to them about that Cantonese order. Let's do that now. See why she never came back from hold. I totally forgot about her. How rude. What kind of customer service is that? I hate this song. I hate this song too.
But you play it.
Whatever.
Here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers. You know, so
get the phone off the hook. Dirty trick gets us every time. Unless I've called waiting, in which case it still gets us. Bastards. Alright, let's call that Conference of National Association of Fat Acceptance. They're in Washington, D.C., coincidentally enough, just like we mentioned in the last prank call. Our website is madhouselive.com. We have a podcast there. We have two podcasts. One for the show, episodes, the other one for prank calls only. So subscribe to one, or why not both while you're at it. If you don't know what a podcast is, I don't know what to tell you, right? Figure it out. Google it.
Sure, Nasty Enterprises. Let me help you.
Why do you call and not say anything in my voicemail, stupid? You call you call twice to my phone number. You don't leave messages. What is this? Are you a prank caller, sir?
No, I'm not a prank caller, but you called me concerning a Buick or something, aren't they?
No, you called here. We have you on our phone records. You called the business here twice after hours and didn't leave a message on the emergency voice line, sir.
Right, but somebody from that phone number called me and was threatening to come pick up a Buick, and I don't know what you're talking about.
We don't have any Buicks in our fleet, sir. Who am I speaking with?
Bob at Shag Nasty's Towing.
What's your authorization number, please? Can I, you know, I got to make a report here because you left a threatening message here.
I did not leave a threatening message. I left no message.
Well, we have you on tape leaving a bad message that you were going to do something about a Buick, and then you called twice and didn't leave a message, and that's a violation.
Well, somebody there called me and was threatening to come over to my place to pick up a Buick, whether I liked it or not, and I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Sir, we're closed. I don't know if you heard it.
I've called the sheriff's office.
Uh-huh. That's okay.
Somebody shows up here and starts threatening me, the shit's going to hit the fan because I do not take threats.
Okay, well,
I don't know what you're talking about picking up your damn Buick.
Well, it sounds like I'm considering that you're threatening me now, sir, and I'm putting this all in my report.
Well, put it on your report. Who the hell are you, anyway?
All I know is that we're closed. I don't know if you heard the message when you called in. We're closed at this time.
Where are you located?
We're in Las Vegas. You called us after hours, and you left us a threatening message, and then you hung up twice.
Why are you people calling me?
Well, because you left us a message on our voicemail, sir. Our emergency voicemail.
I've got a recorded phone number, and I've called the sheriff's office here.
Okay. All right. Well,
so I don't know what's going on.
Well, I
would very much appreciate it you not call me anymore.
All I know is that, sir, you called over here and you left two messages here on the phone where you didn't say anything, and that's harassment. So I'm
it is not. I am trying to get a hold of whoever called me.
All right. Well, this is.
I got a call at 7:30.
We take this seriously, sir. This is serious business.
I got a call from your number at 7:30 tonight. I don't know who you are, but I'm going to state it one time and one time only. Stay the hell away from my place.
Do not call. Sir, we're nowhere near your location.
Don't call me.
We don't give you authorization to call our business any further, and if you do, you're subject to further civil action, sir.
The next call you're going to receive will be from the sheriff's office, all right?
Before you try to call us again, I would recommend you speak to an attorney first, sir. Because I don't know if you have children that are over there that are playing with the phone.
What kind of business are you?
We're a consulting company. We consult.
Consult?
Yes.
Consult about what? I'm at a loss here.
Consultations.
I'm trying to find out why you people called me.
Professional consultation. What do you do, sir? You deal with trash, correct?
I operate a tow company.
Oh, that's nice.
And I also operate a wrecking yard.
Wow, that sounds very important.
This has to do with...
When I'm a consultant. I'm a consultant. How much did you make last year? I made $115,000.
I don't give a damn about money.
My salary is
don't call my place anymore because I don't know what you guys are talking about, and I consider it harassment, and definitely don't show up.
This is all going into my... This is all... I'm writing all this down, and it's going in my report, sir, against you.
Good. I don't give a shit what the hell you do.
There you go. You said a bad word, too.
Don't
shit.
Call me. Don't call me no more.
Or
period.
What? Or why? Are you threatening me? That's a threat.
Because... Hey, I don't give a damn how you take it. Tonight you're getting me pissed off.
Don't you dare!
Now you want to have a threat? You just show up at my property and try to take some kind of car that don't belong to you, and you're gonna find out what a threat is.
Sir, we don't have
right.
any.
Do you understand that?
We don't.
Do you understand that?
No,
And I don't want you calling me no more.
I don't understand. I don't understand saying.
I think you're talking out your ass because you guys. Mistaking me with somebody else for some damn thing, and I don't want no more phone calls.
Well, sir, we don't have any Buicks in our fleet, as I've told you for the fifth time now, and yes.
Well, I understand. I'm going to see if I can quote this as close as I can in accuracy. Somebody called my place in November, something about a vehicle that I had supposed to have picked up off the street, and it belonged to somebody's brother that called here, and he said that the brother was dead, and he has the paperwork, and he wants his vehicle back. Now, I don't know what they're talking about.
Sir, are you seeing that?
Somebody at your business made this call. Tell them to leave me the hell alone.
Are you seeing?
I don't know what you're talking about. Obviously called the wrong place.
Sir, I think you're senile.
I'm senile?
How old are you?
Hey, I'm done talking, all right?
Did you take...
Now I'm pissed.
Did you take...
You guys call one more time. One more time, if somebody's going to go to jail. And don't ever even think about showing up in my place.
Did you take all your...
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Did you take all your pills tonight, sir? It's okay. You can tell me.
You're right. out of your fucking mind. You know that?
It's okay.
Out of your goddamn mind.
I think not, sir. I think you're the one that's seen now, and I think I might have to include that in my report.
Return to voicemail. Right. To return this call, press 2.
That was fun. All right, cool. See, we got him fired up. He was the one that was calling in and not leaving a message, so I called him back.
Yeah, man. He remembers that shit, too.
Yeah. That's Recludes. Recludes in the chat room now. What's up, Reclude? That's Richie Randall, the guy that Richie Randall called on Thanksgiving. That was an homage to you, Big Reclude. I hope you enjoyed that one.
How evil would it be to have him call him back as Richie right now?
Oh, that would be awesome. Reclude, call in. Oh, don't we have a prank phone now? What was the prank line? I forgot what the new prank phone shit was. I don't know. Call the number 407-459-4534, Reclude. We'll put you on the air. We'll call him back. That guy's fun. I love that guy. He's fucking awesome. Let's see if that's Reclude. I don't know who it is. I think it's White Boy.
Hello.
Tron.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2. To listen in on them at any time, you may press star to join the call. Oops. Your caller just hung up. Goodbye.
Aw.
All right, well, nothing for whoever that was. It was some dumb. All right, next prank call tonight. Reclude, let me know if you want to call in. I'll make sure the line's clear for you at the time. We're going to call Nigel Lord. He's in Essex, England. Just a moment.
Nigel, there it goes.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nigel?
This is.
Hey, yeah. Big, how you doing, big girl?
Who's
this? This is your, what time is it right now? Is it 25 after? Nigel, don't do it to me. Come on. What a bunch of shit. Nigel! All right, we'll call Roderick Lord instead. I don't know where I was going with that.
All right, Reckless calling in. Any second now, we'll hear that ring.
Any second.
Oh, there it goes.
Right now.
Reclude.
Yeah.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
I gotta sub the greetings. What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? You wanna talk to the guy at the junkyard before he gets too crazy on us and calls the cops and shit?
Let me think about it for a second. Like, when are we gonna, like, maybe I should call back, like, a business, like, and try to use the Richie Randall voice to make it all, like, hello, sir, you just called, business to show you the line.
Right. exactly. And try to disguise the voice. But remember last time you tricked them when you did Richie Randall disguised as the brother? And
the guy keeps on talking about the fucking brother. And it was and I was like, I blew my cover. Fuck it.
Right. And at the end, he still didn't figure it out.
How dumb does that guy have to be?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that guy's a fucking moron. Those are the best, like, if you listen to, like, Sterner places, like, the best prank calls are people with, like, bad tempers and just hillbilly morons.
And hillbillies, that loser temper. Indeed. That's funny. Yeah, apparently he gets really offended if you call him senile, so look into that also. I called him senile, and he was about to, explode.
Senile, and then maybe we should offend... I don't want to offend veterans, but...
Yeah, well...
Like, maybe we should say, like, call him. It's like, you could have never been in the military or some shit. I don't know.
Something like that. You can do it. You are a veteran. You were in the Army, so you're allowed to do it. Anything you want to say.
Shit, I'm a fucking just about kicked out, discharged, fucking veteran.
Yeah, well, whatever. Whatever it takes, man. It was Army, right? You were in Army or Marines? Army.
I was in Air Force.
Oh, okay.
Like, fucking, I was fucking up, dude. I about stabbed some motherfucker. I was just pissed off. People were being dicks, and it was just weird, because those people used to hang out, like, 24-7.
Right.
The firemen. They were just fucking losers. They were just, like, cavemen.
Okay.
They're like the biggest dipshits I ever fucking worked with, and they were just, and it was like all they do is hang around 24/7. Like, you'd stay at the firehouse for 24 hours, you wake up, go home, and then they would hang out for the next 24 hours.
Right. Okay. So just.
So if you didn't hang out with them, they'd be all weird towards you.
Right. So you had the.
And it was just, yeah.
Constantly being their clique, unless they start talking about you and shit. Yeah. That sucks. Well, we've all had to deal with that shit. All right. Let's call this guy back before he goes batty on us. I forgot his name. But it's Shag Nasty's salvage yard. And
you call the cops. I tell you what, you better pretend to do it. Does Madhouse Live have a lawyer?
Yeah, we got Dr. Lego. He's a Jewish lawyer. Oh, yeah. Remember last time that we were saying we should have ordered a pizza so the delivery guy would have shown up there and probably gotten shot?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm scared of that. Dude, I mean, then the fucking, yeah, I guarantee the fucking cops will be after him. I'll tell him it's Katie Day.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let me give this guy a call. Don't go anywhere, Recluse. Hang on, everybody.
Excuse me, help you.
Please hold for the next customer service representative.
Hello, thank you. Who is this? Am I speaking with?
What is the nature of your business?
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello? Somebody keeps calling this number.
Well,
somebody from your business?
In just about 10, 15 seconds, you can call, talk to a deputy sheriff, all right?
Excuse me. There's no need to be an asshole about this. Now, who keeps calling my number? I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting a little bit irritated.
Is this a cell phone that you're on, or is it a house phone?
It's a goddamn business phone.
Just a second. Don't be threatening.
I'm
going to get to the bottom of it.
You can't remember something like 2 seconds ago? No, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I start 6-7, you know. I mean, that's how I got your number.
Hang on here for a second, okay?
No, don't do it. Don't do it, Pa. You're not doing it. No, don't do it, man.
I'm getting threatening phone calls here.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to find out who's calling. You're doing all that. You're the one calling me. I should be calling the sheriff.
I don't know who it is. They started out threatening about getting a car back, and no matter what it takes, it just getting out of hand. They've called me now twice. I called them, and all I get is...
Hello, dear. Hello.
Yeah.
This is Jill Rosenthal.
Just a second. Pardon? I'm going to hang up and give the deputy your number, and they'll call you back.
Hello.
Return to main menu. You have two new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1.
Good job, Recluse.
Yeah, you fucking did it.
Yeah.
Your goddamn number. I don't fuck around with Google Voice like that.
Why not? You don't trust Google Voice? You think it's open?
No, I got it. Dude, I got a fucking sweet-ass number.
Oh, yeah? I got
one in, like, North Hollywood.
Oh, shit, really? That's fucking awesome. Really? That's good.
Because I'm planning on moving out there, dude. If I get the North Hollywood number, I mean, people are going to take me serious, you know?
Yeah, if you don't have, like, a...
And they already do. They already do, the people that know me, but I'm just saying, like, all the new contacts will be like, oh, cool.
Yeah, it'll give you some credibility. You know? Yeah, you seem to be more local in that case, and you don't have to worry about, you know, losing out.
Yeah, that's what those people told me. Like, my buddies out there were telling me. They were like, if you want to start networking, just...
get yourself a Hollywood number.
I love that, dude. I want to start, like, I want to start doing like, let's just start doing like KDK calls.
Right. Yeah. You know, he retired.
You know, like Joe
did you hear that he retired again for the 10th time or something like that?
He'll be back.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No one worry.
Next fucking week.
Yeah.
He'll be back. Like fucking drinking and have a new troll looking boyfriend or whatever yep. the fuck he does.
Yep. Don't worry about it. He'll be back. I know a lot of our listeners are very upset about that. All right, so I got a number in England. I got a guy named Roderick in England, and we also have, I think we've not very good at numbers, but we got the Cobblestone Cafe. They may be open still. They're in California. 746 over there. They should definitely still be open there.
Cobblestone Cafe.
Yeah, Cobblestone Cafe in Sacramento, right by the university, apparently.
All right, well
let's get
Sacramento.
Okay, give me just a moment. There we go. All right, everybody, hang on. Next prank call tonight. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yo, is this like Cobblestone Cafe? Hello? Hello, hello?
Sounds like they hung up.
What the fuck is that all about?
I don't know. There's some weirdness on the phone. I'll call them back. Don't go anywhere. Cobblestone Cafe, everybody. We're going to try them again, goddammit.
Oh, Nunu said some call a convention. What's up with the convention?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting about him and his little convention. And D.C., there's a national association for the advancement of fat acceptance, overweight people.
Let's do it.
Kelly Bliss is there. She's a fitness expert. She's 5 feet tall, weighs 200 pounds. Elizabeth Fisher.
What?
Yeah, that's what it's
an expert on what?
Fitness is what it says. Kelly Bliss, a 200 pound.
Wait a minute. 5 foot?
Yeah, 200 pounds.
No. That's not a unless she's fucking built. Unless she looks like Bridget the Midget or some shit, and she's with muscles.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think
that
that's.
Happen, you know?
I don't know how she becomes a fitness expert. It sounds like someone there is getting ripped off. A few people are, at least, who are paying her money to be their fitness expert. Elizabeth Fisher, running workshop, giving tips and tricks for living a full, independent life in a supersized body. She's also making an appearance there. Let's see here. Melissa Taylor Waldron, certified by the Aquatic Exercise Association. And
oh my god! Because they can't work out in anything but fucking pools or something.
Yeah, because pools makes you
of
weight.
Gravity.
Yeah, it helps out. It's good for the joints. I like it, man. I'm the man.
Fucking
pool.
Float. It's kind of like yeah, it's helping them out. Like it's kind of like steroids for fat people.
Yeah. Are you in Google like Talk right now? Where can I send this to you at, man? I can send it to you in AOL.
Fuck! I got the Yahoo.
Yeah. Can you sign it? Are you in there now or?
Yeah. Here, I'll send you a message.
Send me a message because I can't see in this huge.
It says fuck.
There we go. I got you. Oh, there you
okay.
go. Rec Lude. All right, cool.
Do you got, like, a site, or...?
I don't have a link yet. I'm sure, Nunu, if you have one, send
what's
it to Rec Lude and send it to me.
Advancement for fat people?
Fat acceptance. This fucking sucks in Yahoo. You can only send so much at a time. There you go.
DC. Okay, let's see what we got here. There we go. Advancement for fat. Oh, there we go. NAFA.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I do have a link, as a matter of fact. I did have one, dude. I lied. Did you find it? Did you see the page for the convention? Did you find it?
I found the, like, official site.
Okay. Here's a link to the convention site.
Here it is. Oh, okay. Man, the fucking broad on there looks foggy.
I'm not at their
Let's
official
see
site.
Here.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Holy shit. 40 years and going strong. They'd be like, our annual fundraising convention. Man, $250, and what do you get to go to one of their conventions? You get a lot of food, I guess, for that.
I guess so. Nice buffet.
You get a Hawaii vacation raffle.
Nice.
Yeah, but they got a lot of pig roast.
Yeah, with the apple in the mouth. Right.
Yeah, trust me, they ain't got apples in their mouth. They wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Frequently asked education, awards masquerade. What the fuck? What's wrong with these people?
I don't know.
Awards masquerade Gala.
Did you get the list of people?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, dude. It says, masks, beads, and boas will abound at this enchanting ball.
What? Is it a masquerade they're having there?
Yeah, this is their awards. They got these fatties got fucking masks on. It says, the rustling of satins and silks. The flutter of feathers that eyelashes Peaky got from behind.
What? Okay.
It must be a masquerade gala. Mm-hmm. This formal event on Saturday night. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Saturday night. So maybe Richie... Okay. So maybe, like, Richie Rand will try to get a date. You know what I'm saying? To start asking these girls to the masquerade ball.
There you go. Yeah, so like the director of programs. We just got her name here. I sent
you... Yeah.
You see the names here?
Saturday, August 4th. First.
Right. Yeah, well, they're starting to arrive tonight, apparently, is what I understand. That's what Noon is confirming. So we should be able to ask for several of these people. At least one of them should answer.
Fashion show. Holy shit, dude. There's a fucking fashion show.
Okay. Oh there is.
God.
Look, yeah.
There's a fucking video. Oh, my God. Everybody go to, let's see here, NAAFA online. Oh, my God. This is awful. This is like, I mean, like, I like thick chicks. Holy shit. You've got to see this. Go to, like, okay, go to NAAFAonline.com,
okay.
And then click on events.
Right.
And then it says in the section fashion show, you've got to see this fucking video. There's, like, all right, so there's I see a fat broad, and there's people with a stroller walking around, and there's some broad. They're all, like, awful.
Right, I see it now.
Oh
I'm actually,
God,
I'm piping it in now to the video stream, so everyone take a look at that.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's just...
Hang on.
I tell you what, the Fatimas, holy shit!
Sleep apnea. I wanted to share this before we did this. The American Hotel and Lodging Association Reclude has issued an advisory regarding prank calls at hotels recently. And it says here on their website, which is AHLA.com, recently hotel employees and guests at various properties around the country have been receiving panic phone calls informing them of a fire in the building, urging them to follow their instructions about how to combat it. Calls are all very similar. A frantic man urges the hotel desk worker or guest to set off a fire sprinkler, sound an alarm, or break windows.
Yeah, they don't even sound frantic.
Yeah, they don't sound as frantic at all.
So, and the only people that were frantic were the people smashing fucking windows with a toilet lid or whatever.
Idiots. The lid of the toilet, yeah. Cases have been reported in Alabama, Arkansas, California, Florida, and Nebraska in recent weeks. Felony charges could be filed against whoever is making the calls. At this time, they do not know who is the responsible party. So apparently, I can't wait to see. What's going
to
happen with this whole thing. It's been going on for a few weeks now, apparently. A prank caller out there, and I believe they're with PrankNet, isn't it? They've been, you know, creating damaging prank calls. And it's,
Aren't they in Canada or some shit?
I don't know if they are. If they were, that'd be smart, because that way they could be getting around the system. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Oh. Talk about balls, dude. Did you hear about, like, this guy in Britain that fucking, he pranked the White House?
Yeah, I got that story to talk about here also. Somebody said there was a bomb in Times Square or something like that?
No, what it was is, like, these motherfuckers were at a cookout. This 19-year-old guy for, like, British guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were at a cookout. They must have been fucked up, and they're like, "Ooh, I got a good idea, mate. Let's call the White House." And they said there was a bomb in Madison Square.
Oh, my God. Why would they call the White House and report that?
You know what he got? He didn't get shit. He got a fucking 6-month suspended sentence. He didn't get fucking dick.
Yeah, but he got tried in England, right? Is that where it was?
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't do shit over that. I mean, I can't believe that. That's pretty hardcore to say, and then, you know what I'm saying? Because that's like, I mean, of all the shit that America's been through with the bombings and shit,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You can't do that.
Wow.
You couldn't do that from the States. He's lucky that he was in the UK when he did it, yeah.
Yeah. You know what, though? I don't give a shit. That was funny. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I guess it was reported by, I guess the guy's in Liverpool, England. He called in a prank, a bomb prank to the White House, and got away with, what, a 6-month suspended sentence, you're saying?
That's the way to do it. That's hard. We can never achieve that. That's, like, hardcore.
Phone the White House and claimed it was a bomb in central New York during a drunken prank. Drunken prank. Come on, man. Thomas Hutchinson, 19, of Durlston Crescent, Sheffield, South Yorkshire. God, they got so many names for where you live there. Sparked an international terrorism investigation after he made the phone call during a barbecue on May 10th. Hutchinson was handed a 6-month suspended jail sentence at Sheffield Magistrates Court for the hoax, in which he claimed it was a bomb in Madison Square Gardens. They actually put Madison Square Gardens. They don't know.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know there was more than one.
Yo, the Gardens, yeah. Madison Square Gardens. There's two of those places now where asshole Knicks fans gather on a semi-weekly basis to watch basketball and be generally annoying and assholes.
Think so. Yeah. I don't think so with that, but so that's what's up, man. Could you imagine, like, what balls that guy had? Like, I mean, I wonder how drunk he was. What is it, like, Coke and he had a good idea. It says fucking phone that guy and interview him for being stupid.
There you go. Well, put him on. Brilliant. It's prank calls in the news. I think we should touch it. We should launch a search for that guy's phone number and have him call us as a guest, or we call him and talk to him about what happened.
Yeah, somebody, one of you, like, badass fucking phone looker-uppers, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, get on it.
Like, just find that. I don't know how to do it. I'm fucking too busy with porn and shit.
Get on it, guys. But, come on. Help us out. All right, let's call these fatties, as you're saying, the National Association of Fat Acceptance.
Call the fatties. Fatty Ray. We're going to have a good time. So you wanted to cancel the show, man. You'd be missing out on some good shit. I mean,
that's true.
The flirting, holy shit.
What?
They have a flirting workshop.
Okay. There's actually a workshop for that to learn how to flirt?
I would like to put on a fat suit and just go. I want to know what they talk about.
I don't know.
I wonder if they got YouTubes on this, dude. I mean, a flirting workshop.
I don't know. I'll have to find out. Maybe they do. Maybe.
I mean, all these. There's only one solution to all these fucking problems. You know what it is?
What?
Like,
lose weight.
Discipline, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what Howard was talking about today. Hey, so wait a minute now. Who's doing the event about the flirting? Does it have a name? We can ask for them. See if they're at the hotel already.
It says, I love it how it says the hands-on taught by some of the biggest names.
The biggest names, I get it. Okay, all right.
Those dumbasses.
All right, Michael, who are you going to ask for? You got the list of people you're going to ask for, right? I sent it to you on Yahoo or an AOL actually.
I wonder if there's. I'm trying to find their pictures. I wonder if they got the pictures and shit.
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. They got Thursday pre-convention event, 11 p.m. So that's over. Tomorrow they got, what do they got? A great big workout. Make room for bellies and butts. This is
where are you seeing this? I can't find
Dude, all right.
Schedule. Okay.
Schedule, and then click on Friday. Dude, this is the best. I need to go through this website. Like,
morning registration.
I can't believe these people, how delusional they are. That, like, I mean...
Setting boundaries workshop. Okay.
Enjoying, yoga. Like, do you honestly think these motherfuckers can do, like, any form of yoga?
I don't know. Let's call Kelly
Bliss,
then.
You know how, flexible... Like, how do you... I want to see that. Like, I want to know how these sons of bitches do yoga.
We'll ask...
you know what I'm saying?
We'll ask for Kelly Bliss. She's got to be there already. She has to do yoga at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure she's there.
She's the very first one. Okay,
she's the 5'2", 200-pound woman that we were talking about at the beginning of
this. Oh, yeah. All right. So that's a good. All right. So that's what I want. I wanted something like talk about besides some bullshit. So there we go.
There you got the fitness expert who is not much of an expert or not much of a fitness. However, you want to put it.
Invigorating session number one. Like, how do they do? All right, we're gonna find out.
Nice.
Okay, here's I got a premise now.
All right.
I got it.
She's got to be flustered. She's got to be... Something's up. She's up to something. She's juicing.
I'm going to try to talk like a fat person. I don't know how to do it, man.
Put a marker. You got any markers with you? You got something to put in your cheek? That's how I do it.
Well, I'm kind of... Maybe Richie Randall can be fat.
Yeah.
I just have to talk like a guy.
Just breathe in the phone.
Let me go get...
Slow it down and breathe in the phone. If you slow it down and breathe in the phone.
Let me go get some fucking chips or something. I got something up there and put in my mouth.
All right. Can I dial it? You got enough time?
I should be like eating during the fucking.
There you go. Just eat the whole time, dumbass. That's fine. All right, I'm gonna connect it while you do that. All right.
All right, let's do it. All right.
Jeez. Just eat and eat.
We're calling the Washington Dulles Airport. Marriott, how may I assist you?
I'm talking to Kelly Bliss, please.
Bliss?
Yeah, she's there for the convention.
Okay, my pleasure. Can I connect you?
Yeah. Oh.
1 minute.
God damn it.
Hello?
Can I speak to Kelly, please?
To Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly Bliss, I'm trying to speak to her. She's supposed to be teaching a class tomorrow.
Yes.
On yoga. On. Okay. We're having a meeting.
Hello?
Hello, is this Kelly Bliss?
This is Kelly Bliss, yes.
I thank you for answering my call. My name is Richard Randall.
Yes,
and
Richard.
I'm supposed to, yes, I'm supposed to come tomorrow to the yoga class, but I don't think, I just don't understand how I'd be able, I'm pretty bad off, like I'm about 350 pounds, and I'm just trying to figure out how I do the yoga.
Well,
I'm kind of afraid.
It's not a yoga class, and that is my specialty as I work with supersized people.
I am?
So you're welcome to come.
Are you supersized yourself?
I am not.
Oh, that's okay.
You're welcome to come to the class and do whatever you can, and I've had people in my class of 500, 600, 700 pounds, and we've had no trouble at all.
Wow. And that's great. And they can do yoga or Pilates. What do you guys do again? Because I read on the website, it says yoga.
We finish with 10 minutes of yoga-like stretches.
Oh, wow.
So you're welcome to come and check it out. It's an hour of your life. If it helps you, it'll be great. If it doesn't, what the heck,
great.
It's just an hour.
That's great, because the thing is, I've had so many problems, and it's just, I'm tired of it, and I want to exercise and be normal, just like everybody else.
I hear what you're saying. You're in the right place at the right time.
Because it's just, I had a wife, Francine, she left me for just a regular guy. Because,
now
I mean,
tell me your first name again.
Richie.
Richie, you know what? I actually need to go to bed so that I can do the class tomorrow. But yes. I look forward to meeting you and talking to you more tomorrow, all righty?
I got to tell you a little bit more. Hold on a second here. Let me get something. I've been drinking a little bit. I'm really depressed.
Richie?
Anybody
you have
to
listen
to
me and believe me. I cannot
yes.
talk to you tonight, but I really hope to meet you in the morning when you come to the class.
Can I come early for a morning warm up?
The class starts at 8:00. I'll be in the room a few minutes
before then. What's your ride attire?
All righty, you
Hello?
Have a good night.
Hello. Oh.
That was good.
Did you see me eating like real bad?
It came and went. It was pretty funny because at one point you're like, "Hang on, let me get some," and you took a hit of potato chips. It was pretty funny. I sent you a link to her. She's got a website. Her picture. She's got video up there, man. KellyBliss.com. I found it while you were doing the call. Let me play her video.
I was talking about Francine and shit, but she didn't want to hear it. We should call her. Do it.
Can we call her back?
This is so horrible. This is so horrible.
Ugh. Hang on, let me call her.
You know what we should do?
What?
No, here's what we should do. Have you call back.
Uh-huh.
And then say, like, just call back in a little bit, right?
Okay.
And then just say that, yeah, there was this guy, his last phone, like, we checked the cell phone, and this guy killed himself.
Oh, no. He hit himself to death, or he choked, he just choked.
Yeah. No, he didn't choke, he slit his wrist or some shit. You were the last person he talked to.
Yeah,
he must
right.
have been disturbed by whatever you said.
What did he say? What was his last conversation? You have to tell us. I got video where I'm playing it on the state stream. Give me a second. It's 3:57 long. Don't do anything, Reckwood. We're going to be on mute.
Video of her?
Yeah. Go check it out. I'm going to play it now for everyone else to see.
Now I'm really hungry.
All right. Give me 4 minutes. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm just over 5 feet tall. I'm just under 200 pounds. I eat so healthy, a Weight Watcher counselor could follow me around and would just be envious. I work out all the time because I'm a fitness instructor. And I still remain 5 foot tall, 200 pounds. It's the way I'm supposed to be. I got two choices.
Fucking boring. I'm going to cut it off.
Prejudice that's accepted.
It's a, you know, a woman who's big and she teaches people how to stay big, I guess. I don't understand it. She seemed ancient and old.
I asked if she was a large person. Fuck it. I mean, she's not, like, as big as the people, like the Fatimas or whatever, but...
No, she's no... yeah, she's no svelte fucking thing. She's got... She doesn't have a little thing on her.
So it was called, like, who was that? Was it, she had, like, a dyke girlfriend? Who the fuck was in her room at, like, midnight?
Around her handler, you think? I don't know. That was kind of weird, right?
Her handler.
I'm looking
that
here to...
like King Kong.
All right, so... Before we call her back, we can also... Francis White's going to be doing an orientation tomorrow there in the early afternoon. We can try to give her a call.
I'd say, me personally, I would say, I just want to listen to it. Dude, I would say you call back. I think that would be balls, dude. I wonder what they'd say.
I don't know about telling her that you killed yourself. That's fucking
I know,
dumb.
But, like, I mean, is that illegal?
It might create a panic. I could say that you ran away crying, and I don't understand that you seemed like you were having an episode that you were going, you know, got real emotional.
He's quiet. Say they had to take him. All right, so don't say they killed himself.
No.
He had to be taken to the hospital because he was hysterical.
Also, you
crying.
Had a panic attack, and they came down. They had to take you away for observation.
Yeah.
Nunu says that the association is full of lesbians. They're notorious for it. Ooh, all right, nice.
You know why? Because you can't get fucking I mean, what dude's gonna fuck that?
Point.
You get two broads that look like that, and it's like, okay, well, we can't get dicks, so I guess we'll settle for somebody that looks as bad as I do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Get a little bit, you know, hole's a hole. Get a little meat
That's
in there.
That's my opinion.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure it's right. But.
Yeah, all right, cool. Let me give her a call back. I'm gonna call his Jack Masterson and see where we can take it. We're gonna do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to chime in on this one. I just want
to... All right. All right, cool.
But, yeah, I want to hear this. This is great.
All right, thanks. Yes, hi. Good afternoon. May I speak with Kelly Bliss, please?
One moment.
Okay. Michael, you there? Michael.
Hello.
Hi. May I speak with Kelly Bliss, please?
I'm sorry. She's sleeping.
I'm sorry to bother you. My boyfriend got upset, and he had a panic attack, and he just left, and I just looked on his phone, and this was the last number he called. I don't know if someone upset him, or he seemed upset, and he came in, and he said that he had, and he went to the bathroom, and he started throwing up, and he had a panic attack, and he was, like, shaking. Did someone talk to Richie over there? Do you know Richie? What happened to him?
No, I don't know. I know that he called just to find out about tomorrow's yoga. Tomorrow's exercise class.
Was he upset?
I don't know.
He had a panic attack, and he started clenching his fist, and it was, you know, he was trying to harm himself down there a little bit too, I think. What is this person, who is this Kelly that he's talking to? Because he's had a thing before where he strayed away, and I wanted to make sure that everything's on the up and up.
It's regarding an exercise class in the morning, and...
Well, he's not, so he's under physical therapy, he's not supposed to be taking an exercise class. Who prescribed this plan for him?
No one prescribed it. He called here himself and spoke with Kelly.
Is Kelly the doctor?
No, I don't know. She's not to my knowledge.
So what was she trying to do? I'm a little confused now. What was she trying to do? Because she gave him some advice and he had a panic attack.
No, he called and asked her some questions about tomorrow's exercise class. He was asking, you know, describing his situation. And, you know, she said that... You know, he could come and try it.
Well, this woman said something to him, and he got upset, and he had a panic attack, and he won't tell anybody what's wrong. All I know is that he failed, and he started trying to harm himself. You know what he did? He took out his private parts, and he grabbed them really hard. He was, like, strangling them. He was like, he said, you MF-er, you MF-er, you mother F-er, like that, really loud. And they had to call the people from downstairs, and they took him away, and they say he was having a panic attack, it said. On the paper is what they said.
So whatever your wife said to him, sir, I need to understand right now because I need to try to go down there now and talk some sense in him. So what did she say to trigger him? What did she say something about he's overweight? Did she talk bad about it? Sometimes he gets upset about that.
No. This whole organization is made up of people that are overweight. It has nothing to do with that.
Sir, I don't appreciate you laughing in the background about this or making comments like you are.
No one's laughing. I'm also not a man.
Sir, I apologize if I misinterpreted. You just have a very man-like voice. This hasn't been confusing.
I'm laughing, you fucking dykes.
Learn to hang up the phone. All right, that was a Richie Randall call. Well, Richie Randall followed by Jack Masterson, which went nowhere, but we tried. And I almost hung up on Reckler. Reckler, you there?
Returning to main menu.
Oh.
You have 2 new messages. To listen to your message...
Wait for Reckler to call back in. We're probably going to end the show now, actually, as a matter of fact, because I'm tired. We had a lot of technical difficulties today. Did Milkman ever make it back in? Or is he still on his break? Or his work? Actually, he's not on break anymore. He was on break before. Milkman! No Milkman, everybody. Alright, we're going to call it. Calling the shot, everybody. Thank you for listening tonight. It's been Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com for July 30th. And when we come back, it'll be August. Going to try to do a Monday morning show here soon. Tuck, be aware of that. Are you up at all early on Mondays still like you used to be sometimes? I know you used to get up just in case. You never knew when I was going to do that show. Tuck's not even around. No one's around. Fuck you. All right, I want to thank everyone who showed up for tonight. Lonesome Loser, thanks for showing up and sending us your confirmations. Thanks, Reclude, for calling in also. We had a good time with the calls. So let's see if this is a callback or if it's Reclude. Reclude. That's your Reclude there. Hello, Reclude. Hello, Reclude. 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 I think the phone's off now. Reclude! Well, the phone's fucking up again. Beautiful. Beautiful night it's been here, folks. Anyway, be sure to visit our website, madhouselive.com. Again, that's madhouselive.com. You can join us there. Subscribe to the podcast. Check out the forums and visit all our friends who are linked there as well. And tell a friend while you're at it. Tuck's website, that's tuckermike.com. Tuckermike.com. He's got a blog there as well. Be sure to check that out. Kokanee doesn't do anything but work on a railroad and send us archives of articles for the show. Thank you, News Director. Couldn't do it without you. Of course, Milkman. If Milkman was here, he'd tell you that he's the co-host and number 2 chair and all this stuff. And he's so proud of this and this and that and Hermana and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, man, yeah, man. You guys know how that goes. And we've all had enough of that, to be honest with you, from him. We'll be back next week. I think that's going to be the 8th. I'm not sure. I'm going to try to get Reckler here one more time. This is just hanging up. I don't understand. I don't know. Phone's fucked up. We're out of here, folks. Thank you very much for listening again. If I could find the outro, I would leave. There we go. Bye-bye now. Thank you. Take care.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución. No los queremos. No los necesitamos.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.